This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. From the Auto World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Pull the car cover off and let's get going. Oh, now we've got to dust it off. The car cover, for some reason, we got dust underneath it. Dang it, I should have bought that California car cover. Boy, those work. Hi, everyone. Welcome. You're back with us, and good to have you along here on Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. You are listening to Auto World, second hour, and I do welcome each and every one of you here into the cockpit. Let me open the door here for you. Climb in. Thank you. Riding shotgun with me. That's what it's all about. Good to have you along. For you first-time listeners, of course, on some of our great new affiliates, welcome aboard. Welcome into the Greasy Garage Studio, and welcome in riding shotgun with me. Please feel free at any time to contribute. That's what it's all about. This show, Auto World, is interactive, informative, and all things automotive. I'm talking gas, electric, propane, hydrogen coming your way soon. Things are changing each and every second, each and every minute. Here, the second hour of Auto World, not only are we going to take your calls at 855-660-4261, email me, AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com, and I welcome your Facebook messaging. Message me on Facebook. Do. My address there is Mark Evans. Today on the second hour of Auto World, oh, I hope you got your reservation in. We'll talk a little bit about that reservation that you might not have put in yet. Yep. And again, the electric cars, folks. Here the second hour, if you're not happy with how that electric car smells, I have something for you right here on Auto World. This is no joke. I do have something for you. You're not going to believe it. I didn't really believe it, but yeah. And by the way, the second hour, the Admiral's here. So we're going to be talking a little bit about the Admiral. This will be a lot of fun. But first and foremost, you are the star of the show. I want to hear from you at any one point in time, and how to do that, interrupt me, please, at 855-660-4261. With that said, let's now go live to Sunny in Florida. Hi, Sunny. Welcome to Auto World.
Hi, Mark. We're talking about the range on these electric cars. But that's all well and good if you're going from point A to point B on daylight hours or during the daylight, and the fact that you would have no traffic. What happens the other, just a little while ago, I had to go down to I-75 and pick up some fluorescent bulbs from a big box store and come back. Going down, I think the top speed on I-75 was about 25, 35 miles an hour with frequent hitting the gear, brake pedal, and slowing down. When you have the air conditioning on, you have your running lights on, and you're stepping on the brake pedal quite a bit, how does that affect that range on the battery that's powering the car itself? And one other thing is, between the battery and the frame of the car and the other electrical operations there, you could have a thing called electrolysis. I don't think that works too good if on steel in the car. I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
No. No. Sonny, thank you. Appreciate you calling in. In fact, Sonny, you've been with us before. Appreciate that from Florida, and you're absolutely right. And again, Sonny, you didn't mention even nighttime headlights are on, the power of headlights, and then of course if you've got your stereo on, listening to us here on the radio, and it's a good, great question, and they say that's the thing, Sonny. They do say, and that we're going to have some fun with this when they say Lucid Air, that company Lucid, and Lordstown and Tesla. I would definitely open, the phone lines are open for the folks that own the Teslas, the people that have owned the Teslas, own the electric Nissan Leafs, et cetera, to does it really, you know, wear down that battery? Just like Sonny's stating from Florida, because you're really not moving at any speed. You're absolutely right, Sonny. You're just sitting there idling, and or are you idling? What is the word for an electric car? Is just not making any noise, but you are parked. So, and of course, as we all know, though, Sonny, too, that when you've got regeneration of the battery by applying that brake pedal, which, again, charges that battery back up. But, again, Sonny, you got a good point. If you're sitting there on the I-75 there in Florida, and or in the 405 going north or south in L.A., you're pretty much parked. The brake pedal has nothing to do with recharging the battery because you're basically only going 1 or 2 miles an hour. It's a great, great question, Sonny. We'll need to get somebody here live on the air. Maybe I'll dig in and see if we can't get someone from Lucid Air on, and maybe even Lordstown. Let's talk about that. Good topic. And again, because we do want, if they say it's going to go over 500 miles on a single plug, that's the last thing, you know, Sonny, you need, huh? Sitting out there on I-75 in Florida with a dead electric car. But that's something, too, that like the Ford Lightning, they're stating that, you know, the power goes out. You buy a Ford Lightning pickup truck, the F-150 Lightning, and you can plug your house into the truck. So there's a lot there. It means that, well, how much power does my house take? How many lights you're going to have on? How many TVs you got on? How many times? Well, how many computers are on? How many? Well, are you cooking your dinner? Is the microwave going? Does it power up my electric 220-volt hot water heater? And then I've got my oven. The wife says, let's bake some cookies. Well, I've got the Ford Lightning plugged in, honey. Let's go ahead and bake some cookies. 220 outlet there on our stove going. You know, there's a lot of great questions there. Absolutely. Sonny, I appreciate your phone call from Florida. Absolutely. That's how you do it at 855-660-4261. And again, phone lines are open definitely for the Tesla owners. And I know some of you have Teslas. And are you happy with the range that you're getting with your electric car? Doesn't have to be a Tesla. Are you willing to state, using the cell phone as a microphone right here on Auto World, Mark, I own a Nissan Leaf. I own a Toyota Prius. I own a Tesla. That's all I want to know. And that, yes, we plug it in. It takes how many hours? That's another thing they state, that it only takes this many hours to recharge that electric car. Okay. Is that different on, okay, let's just go back to Tesla. If you're plugged into their charging port and not plugged into your home charging port, can you charge it faster? I don't own one, so I don't know. That would be a good thing for me to maybe buy one. It only takes money. I've got a lot of cars now. I don't even drive. You know, we are is a caretaker for cars. And yes, I had a customer the other day. Friend, clientele, customer, listens to us here on the Auto World, too. Lives in Boise, listening to us on GCNLive.com. And I'm very honored for that. And that he asked me, no names mentioned to protect the innocent, but he asked me, he says, why don't you have an electric car and when are you going to buy one? Well, that, to me, I told him, I said, I looked right at him, I said, so, sounds like you want me to pretty much endorse them. Because if I do buy one, I'm endorsing it. Because I must believe in it. So I don't own one yet. I'm not saying that any brand is better than another brand. And I'm not saying that good, bad, or otherwise. I'm just saying I haven't had a chance to test one to find out, you know, how long do they take to charge on different types of ports. And can I go, like Sonny said, 500 plus miles? I'm going to have to test all this out and report back here to the microphone to you right here on Auto World. We're going to take a short break. We come back waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. All those vehicles sitting in those parking lots. Right here on Auto World. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, cause I'll have the only one there is around.
Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac, come on. Oh, this is the Cottonmouth, and negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up, it's cheaper that way. model is it?
Welcome back. Hey, good to have you along. This is Auto World. I'm Mark Evans, sitting right here in the Greasy Garage Studio, plugged in to air conditioning, plugged into computers, plugged into electricity. We were just talking with Sonny there in Florida. He had some great questions concerning, well, electric cars. How long will they last on one charge? Is it really true? Well, I'd like to open, of course, the phone lines are open. I want to open them up even more for you to be a part of the show. If you do own an electric car, is it really true? How long does it take to charge? How far can you go without have it calling your friend and saying, can you come get me? I'm out of juice. 855-660-4261. That'll take you right into Axelrod Alex running the GCA, the 2800 GCN mixing machine. With that said, let's go to one of our great charter members out of Southern Illinois, Trey. Hi, Trey, and welcome.
Hey, Mark. I'm just calling to try to answer a few of Sonny's questions, if you'll let me.
Oh, absolutely. Appreciate you calling.
Okay, so I'll try to keep it per 100 miles. How's that?
Okay, it sounds good.
Okay, so if we're at a Tesla, I have a Tesla Model 3, the standard range, the cheapest one they have. If we go to a supercharger, you know, you see them everywhere, and they're marked Tesla. They're usually white and red.
Mm-hmm.
10 minutes for 100 miles. And that's pretty fast.
That's real. Does it cost you anything?
Probably $6 every 100 miles. I got free supercharging for the first couple years. But I'd say $6 per 100 miles. But I could be off on that. I haven't had to pay for it yet. So then if I do it at home on a 220 volt circuit, like your dryer outlet,
yes,
it would take for that same 100 miles, it would take me maybe 2 hours.
Oh, wow.
Okay. But if I hook it up to a regular 110 outlet, now I'm 10 hours.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't know this, Trey.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And my car will take up to 220 miles of, that's the longest range it'll do for me, because I bought the least expensive one.
Okay. Okay, now, when you say 220 miles, the car really doesn't know if you're charging it with 110, 220 dryer vent, and or supercharge. It has no, it doesn't care, right? It's just charged.
No, okay. It doesn't care.
Okay.
So,
and then,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, 220 miles. Now, onboard computers pretty much tell you how far you have left to go, right? Like the range left?
You can go by percentage, or you can set it miles driven or miles left.
Okay.
So in answer to Sonny's question, in slow traffic, it doesn't hardly use any juice at all because it's got that adaptive cruise control and it just doesn't matter. The only time it really, really you can tell a difference is if you floor it on that inrush or if it's super, super, super cold outside. So in essence, when you're looking to buy an EV and it says that it's got 225 miles of range, you better just figure it just has 200 miles of range. Like Sonny was saying, because of the elements, the cold weather out or the heat or this and that. But I could let the car run with the air conditioning on for hours on end when I'm parked on the side of the road calling customers or doing whatever. Where, you know, on a combustion engine, I think I've heard you say maybe 15 minutes is all you're supposed to let it run.
Right. Yep.
And that's the main reason I bought it, is that I do a lot of phone calls. I'm an outside salesman, so I do a lot.
Sure.
So you think that five-minute phone calls is going to be 5 minutes, but it's going to be a half an hour.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you got the air conditioner on. You got the stereo on. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so
but
it really
no
doesn't matter.
Running. Yeah.
Right. Wow. So what you're saying then, Trey, even though you've got the air conditioner running, it's blowing a fan, isn't it? Blowing the air on you.
Yeah, it's all electric, so there's nothing to wear out. So I could run it for I don't know, 10 hours or whatever, whatever it'll last. So it only takes it maybe for every, for every 30 minutes I run the AC, it might be 1 mile that it takes off my car.
Okay. That's what I was going to ask you, because I know you're draining down the battery by running the fans, you know. I mean, it's not, since you're not running the quote/ engine, I guess we could call it,
right,
the full power,
right,
the go pedal. You're not pushing the go pedal. You're not draining the battery as fast.
Right, right. But boy, Mark, when you stomp on it, you can just watch it just suck that little green bar across there.
Yeah.
It really eats it up, and I like getting on it. So it's funny that I probably only get about 150 miles worth of range.
Okay. Have you ever purposely drove it all the way to the very end and see what it acted like on the,
I got
being
down
dead?
To six miles. I had to go to St. Louis one
Ooh.
Day. It was an emergency deal, not life-threatening, but I had to go pick up some material. And I didn't have time to go home charge or anything else, and I made it there with 6 miles left. And
wow.
And eerie feeling.
Yeah, but now, doesn't the car tell you, though, the Tesla, doesn't it tell you where the superchargers are to go plug back in, or Costco?
Every one
or?
Of them, yeah. And that's how you map your trail. That's how you map your route. So if that's the only drawback, but... In all reality, Mark, now I heard he's going to let other folks start using the Tesla chargers at the end of the year. But really, truthfully, and I love the Ford Lightning. I think there's going to be better cars than Teslas. But for right now, if you don't have that inner structure on the supercharging, you can't use it as a regular car.
Okay. Okay, right. So there's a lot of areas in our United States where you can't just see a supercharger parked everywhere. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
And that's how it is out here.
It shows you every one of them, and it tells you, you know, you're going to stay there 10 minutes and charge here. And then what you're going to do is you're going to stay 30 minutes and charge here, or 20 minutes or whatever.
Oh, okay.
So the idea is to jump from charger to charger to charger, because... The lower your battery is, the faster it charges. So if you're at half charge, it'll take you twice as long to get full charge. So you want to run it as low as you can run it and just charge it three-quarter just to get to the next stop.
Wow. Good information, Trey. Thank you.
Well, I hope it wasn't boring, but I enjoyed
it. No.
You know that.
I learned a lot, and I hopefully Sonny and all of our other listeners did. I learned a lot. Thank you, Trey. Appreciate
You're
it.
You're welcome. Have a good weekend.
I'm going to share your undercoating, too, by the way.
Okay. Thanks,
okay.
Mark.
Thanks, Trey. Calling us from Southern Illinois, listening to us on GCNLive.com. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Cases of coronavirus are once again going up in America. The CDC released new information on the Delta variant. On CBS's Face the Nation, Dr. Anthony Fauci was asked what information is new.
When you look at the level of virus in the nasopharynx of people who are vaccinated who get breakthrough infections, it's really quite high and equivalent to the level of virus in the nasopharynx of unvaccinated people who get infected. That's very different from the Alpha variant. The Alpha variant, the level of virus in a vaccinated person was extremely low compared in the vaccinated people compared to the unvaccinated people. Not so with Delta. So we know now that vaccinated people who get breakthrough infections can spread the virus to other people.
This is USA Radio News.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-882-2093. 800-882-2093. 800-882-2093. That's 800-882-2093.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Road 66.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's one road, Route 66. Might not have any charging stations on it. Hey, welcome back, everyone, to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Great question from Sunny out of Florida, and of course, Trey following it up. Thank you from Southern Illinois, Trey. Great information, for us that do not have an electric car. How long does it take? How much does it cost? And another thing, we had to go to a hard break there. Trey, I was wondering, like you stated, how long it takes once you plug your Tesla into a 220-volt, like a dryer outlet. You said it takes 2 hours to charge that Tesla, and then the base model one, and you said 10 hours on just 110-volt. Did you have to spend extra money to have that charging port, a 220-volt port, wired into your house to plug your Tesla in? Because or are you just plugging into like a 110 extension cord, the old, orange extension cord out there in the driveway or in the garage from Home Depot? Great. Appreciate it, Trey. Thank you very much. That's how you do it, folks. And Trey's a charter member, of course, been with us many times, and love having you with us, Trey, and helping Sonny and all our other great listeners out here on Auto World. How to do that, of course, with our phone number since 1992, 855-660-4261. A little bit of news. I was talking about a new park in town. Well, this was right up the alley of the word electric again. Ford, the Ion Park, folks. Ford is, the company will invest. I said the Ford company will invest. Yes, get ready for this number. Ford's going to invest $185 million in its new global battery center of excellence, which will be home to as many as 200 employees focused on the development and production of Ion as batteries, as well as solid-state batteries. The company confirmed this July 27th. $185 million into a global EV battery plant. Not going away, folks. It's going to be with us. We've had batteries in our cars. We still have batteries in our cars. In fact, I had to put a battery in my other car the other day in the other garage. And I went out there and went click, click, click. And it's, yes, it's a gas-fired. Gas-fired combustion engine. Oh, yeah, V8 under the hood. I think it has a turbo. Yeah, it does. Most of them do, including my weed whacker. God, that was so neat to put a turbo, a little miniature turbocharger on a weed whacker. The string has no chance, let alone the grass. So I'm debating about, I'm debating about the electric weed whacker now. You get them side by side versus a turbocharged two-stroke hot rod. I think the electric's beating it. Welcome your emails, of course, right here on Auto World each and every week. That address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Facebook message me if you would. Absolutely message me. My address on Facebook is Mark Evans. I'm sitting behind a microphone, got a few. I think we can go all the way to 5,000 friends, and I'm almost there. And I welcome you to come over and friend me. We'll be friends, and we can talk and share a lot of stories and everything. A lot of you do. We do message back and forth quite a bit, and you can. I welcome that, of course. And, of course, your emails are always good throughout the week. So whenever your electric car or your gas-powered diesel car just doesn't want to do what it's supposed to do, and if you want to share that brand-new car. Let's put it up on the AutoWorldMedia.com website. The AutoWorldMedia.com website. We'll put your ride up there and share it with everybody else. Let's go now. It's time to go back into the email bag before we run out of time on the second hour.
Oh, yeah. There's one.
Emails come in during the week. I can't get to all of you, and I try to get to you, and I'm going to keep getting to you until we all got them all got to your emails. Here's one I just reached into the email bag. If you do not want me to read it on the air, just say don't read, but help me. This one I can read, so we are going to share this with you. My whole reasoning behind the wrench in one hand and the microphone in the other hand, as you hear at the start of the show, is because I want to help you. That's what all these tools are for. And a microphone on the weekends, for me, is a tool. To talk to you, to listen to you, and of course the headphones are in there too. So let's get it fixed. Email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Okay, email. Mark, great show. Listening to you here in Sandy, Utah. Thank you for the great show. Compliment. There's another paycheck for me. Oh, what's a guy do with all these paychecks? Thank you. Appreciate that. Let's do a shout out. Woo! Yeah, shout out. I said a shout out to our great affiliate. They're in Sandy, Utah. There's our... Oh, yeah. Thank you, Axelrod. Alex, a shout-out horn. It's there. KBJAAM 1640. KBJAAM 1640. Salt Lake City, Ogden, Provo, Sandy, Utah. Good to have you folks along. And, by the way, that's Chelsea. Just gave us this email. Thank you, Chelsea, for bringing in all the towns in between Salt Lake and Ogden and Provo and Sandy, Tulsa. You're all welcome. Oh, I forgot. I'm thinking about that Tin Roof Grill, by the way, in Sandy. Chelsea, you ever gone to that Tin Roof Grill restaurant? Oh, that's good. It's called the Tin Roof Grill right there in Sandy, Utah. Good place to eat. Okay, let's get to Chelsea's email. I have a horrible shake in my 2008 Ford F-150 truck at freeway speeds. I had new tires, BF Goodrich's, put on 3 months ago. The shake just started a week ago. It drives fine, no wandering, and no noise. Mark, do you think I might have a bad tire? Thank you, Chelsea, in Sandy, Utah. Well, Chelsea, you know how many other people right now are listening that has a shake in their vehicle? A lot. And they just let it go. A couple things. That 2008 Ford F-150 truck, one thing, is it lifted, Chelsea? If you put a lift kit on it and it's up there in the air a little bit, hey, that's okay. That's all right. No problems there. Did you have them put dual shocks on it, front and back? Once you lift a truck, I'm not saying you lifted it, but if you have, once you lift a truck, what happens is you need bigger wheels and tires. So now we've got a bigger tire, and the circumference is larger. And then once it hits a bump or a train going down the track, and the sewage, I call it, the lines in the asphalt in the freeway, it causes that big old tire to follow along in the rut, causing the truck to go, whoa, Nelly. Well, you need dual shocks when you lift a truck. I'm not saying, Chelsea, you have. If you have lifted it, I want to see dual shocks on each wheel, mounted from the lift. And if you haven't lifted it, you still got a shake. Here's, I think, what's going on, Chelsea, with your BF Goodrich's. Hey, that's a good brand. I'm not putting down the brand. What I'm saying is that today's world of balancing wheels and tires, 2008 Ford F-150 truck's got some pretty good size wheels and tires on it anyway. Stock, okay? It's pretty good size. Now, these when they put those on for you, we're not putting on the old type of style of weight that we used to pound on the rim of the wheel anymore, Chelsea. We're actually double stick tape weights. Can you believe it? Yes, I said it. Double stick tape weights. You pull the machine tells the technician where to put the weight. That's easy enough because it's a computerized balancing machine. But Chelsea, you've got some weights that's come off. The double stick tape is not sticking anymore, and your tire's out of balance. Probably just one of them. Just one tire. That's why it's causing it to shake, and it's in the front, by the way. So, Chelsea, take a look. You'll see a nice, clean spot, shiny spot, where there's no, they're a heavy lead type weight, and that you won't see them. They're square in color, and you'll see them there on the other wheels. Take a look. You'll see a number of them, half ounce, 1 ounce, quarter ounce, whatever. But you'll see on one of those tires in the front, Chelsea, there, that the weights have come off because it's just double stick tape. So for all of our other listeners, Chelsea, thank you on behalf of all our other listeners because they have the same problem. And if your tire is out of balance because the stupid double stick weights has come off because you're going down the freeway, of course, spinning that thing at a very high speed, it's way, there goes the weight. Have you ever had one of those weights hit the windshield, folks? Uh-oh. If you're following a lifted truck, you're going to have some of those weights flying off and coming into your windshield. Be careful. Chelsea, thank you for emailing us at Sandy, Utah. Send me an email address where I can send you some gifts. That's how you do it, folks. Sandy. Woo, Sandy, Utah. Good to have you along. We'll be right back. Reese's Pieces?
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Reason with my driving gloves on. They don't like black leather? I don't know, anyway. Reese's Pieces kind of reminded me of those wheel weights coming off the gentleman in front of me. No, really be careful. If you've got a shaky, bouncy tire, folks, your double stick weights that the tire shop put on your wheels to balance them are off. You might, you know, maybe just one fell off and you're out of shake, you're out of balance, and it's causing that wheel and tire to bounce you all over the road. And what's going to happen is it's not only going to wear out your, you know, the tread on your tire fast and quicker and all that, you'd be spending more money for another tire, but hey, it wears out your shocks. And the worst thing of it all is that your butt's shaking while you're driving. That's the one thing you don't want. That's why you bought new tires, so your buns wouldn't shake. Okay, it's time right here. Hey, by the way, you're listening to Auto World. I'm Mark Evans, your host. Good to be along with you each and every week for 3 hours. And 3 hours, I say, each and every hour is different. So if you're listening to the first hour, you're my great affiliates here, that Audi Adam, the affiliate manager for Auto World, is going out, of course, knocking on doors, using the telephone, and saying hi to all the great radio stations that do not take Auto World, that we're saying, you know, maybe you should, because we're trying to help people with their cars, trying to keep them aware of the auto world that's out there, because it is scary. Where do we go to fix a car? What should it cost? How much should a car cost? And the best thing about Auto World, and it's pretty evident, it's really good evidence here today, because it's an interactive, informative, all things automotive, had nothing to do with me. Had everything to do with two of our great listeners coming together. And that's what I like. That's the best part of this show. The interactive part. 855-660-4261. So as I stated on, I have a little bit of time left, as I stated and showed you a picture of all those vehicles, they look like, well, Reese's Pieces or M&M's parked on the parking lot. What's going on? And I stated, waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. Okay, I'll get to it. Stop waiting. Okay. Are you going to wait? And what I'm getting at here, the chip shortage. Well, first off and foremost, as you've all heard about the chip shortage, you know about it. You know you've been trying to buy a new vehicle. You can't get one. The dealers are empty. Their lines, their parking lots are empty because all those vehicles are parked at the parking lot at the manufacturers because they don't have a chip in them. And they can't put them at the dealers' parking lots to sell to us yet because the chips aren't in them. Okay, so what is a chocolate chip? A chocolate chip is what you'll find in a Chips Ahoy cookie. I'm talking about, well, so what are these chips? The chips are a teeny translator, made from silicone, folks, which is found in most of the minerals on this Earth's surface. They allow computers, smartphones, appliances, and other electrical devices to function. Vehicles use chips, too. So that's just a little short, description of chips. It controls electronics in your car, whatever kind of car you're driving. And silicone feeds, which is the chips, $500 billion chip industry. The chips underpin a global tech economical worth an estimated $3 trillion, folks. Because, again, the materials for the semiconductor business often come from Japan and Mexico, with chips made in Taiwan and China, some in the U.S. I know right now that, in fact, the GM CEO, Mary Barrow, said it could cost GM up to $2 billion, folks, in lost earnings this year. $2 billion, because they can't get. And what happened was, the truth behind it all is, because when COVID hit, your car lot dealer says, oh no, we're not going to sell any cars, so they put everything on hold on purchasing cars and putting cars on their parking lot because they knew that all of us would not buy. Well, what ended up happening was all those, that product called the chip, they went on to other things, computers, like I stated earlier, computers, electronics, cell phones. There's a lot of things that are, chips are in. And so those chips went to those other items, computers, appliances, electrical devices, and et cetera, not vehicles. So all of a sudden, we got fixed, COVID's fixed, almost, a little bit better. And what caused that is, of course, when that happened, we got all healthy, we were wearing our masks, et cetera, and then all of a sudden we said, hey, let's go out and buy a new car. And they went, uh-oh, we got to get these cars on our lot. And they go order, the dealers started ordering all these cars from the manufacturer, and they're saying, we don't have chips in our cars and our trucks to sell to you. I know right now, for just an example, true fact, that there's over 50,000 trucks that are waiting in Louisville, Kentucky for a chip made in China. That's just one parking lot. Can you imagine that? Would we call that a sea of automobiles? Well, in this case, it's 50,000 trucks. Louisville, Kentucky. Wow. Made in China. So things are, are you going to wait for the chip? That's the key. Are you going to wait for them to get the right chip in there? And if you're not, you're going to wait and not wait. What I'm saying is that you're just going to buy what they have and take what they have. Just give me what you got. I'll take it. Miles gets me on Facebook. He says they'll be last year's model by the time you get it. Maybe a discount? ? He gets me on Facebook. You're right, Miles. Your last year's model. It'll be old. Are they going to have to change the VIN numbers to sell you last year's model? Uh-oh. Because they're sitting there waiting. How long have they been waiting? Well, Miles is right on Facebook. He gets me on Facebook and says, and that's true. And will there be a discount? Oh, I think there might be. Because, again, if there's 50,000 trucks sitting in Louisville, Kentucky right now without waiting for a chip from China, so the chip arrives. And they put the chip in, the vehicles, those trucks, run beautiful. Okay, and they're brand new. No miles on them, they just sit there parked. They wash them up, detail them, and they send them out to the dealers. Uh-oh. They're a year old already. So what I'm saying is that I believe, I really do, I want all of you to wait for that truck. If you wait, you're going to save money. And that's what we're here for, is to save you money. See, I'm almost sounding like a car salesman now. I'm just thinking that you're going to get a really good discount. And I want you to get a good discount. And I want to hear about that new Ford or that new Dodge or that new truck that you're buying. And what did you get it for? And, of course, on the other hand, when we're trying to get a Ford Lightning, electric, all electric, of course, well, that's what I'm saying about, did you get your reservation in yet? Because right now at this point, reservations have topped out at 120,000 reservations. I said it, yes, it's true, right here in Auto World, Ford Lightning, they have 120,000 reservations in for that truck. So sometimes we might think there's 50,000 trucks sitting there in a parking lot waiting in Louisville, Kentucky. Well, that's not really a lot of trucks, is it? 50,000? That's all it's waiting? When there's 120,000 reservations for the Ford Lightning? Hey, wait a minute. There's another question we need to dig into. Does the Ford Lightning have a chip? Yes, it does. Because it's got electronics on it. A lot of electronics. So that's just a little bit of news here right here on Auto World. Waiting and waiting and waiting. Wait! Please just wait! A little trivia before the garage door comes down. In 1974, American Motors Company is the only American automaker with increased sales. 90% of AMC cars are compacts in 1974. I wonder what the number was. 50,000? 100,000? Oh, things have changed. I'm sure glad you joined us right here on Auto World this week for the second hour. Stay tuned for the third hour. Oh, yeah. We didn't get to the Admiral. He's here. Could be a she. I don't know. We'll find out in the third hour. With you, of course. You'll be with us. And, of course, hey.
It's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now, dear.
This has been a Loose Nut production. Drive safe.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.